Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, the 20th chapter, beginning at the 20th verse. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came up to Jesus with her sons, and kneeling before him, she asked him for something. And he said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Say that these two sons of mine are to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus answered, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "You will drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." And when the 10 heard it, they were indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came, not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is a dog-eat-dog world out there, but you already know that. Everyone's jockeying for position, trying to be more important than the guy next door. Promotions, possessions, and priorities are the name of the game. Everyone else is trying to get a leg up and show everyone else how important they are. It seems normal, this everyone trying to push and shove, not only to keep up with the Joneses, but to outperform not only the Joneses, but everyone else. And yet, Jesus calls the 12 and the whole church to something different, to something countercultural. "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them." Well, boy howdy, do we know what that's like? Those who have lord over those who have not. People with platforms influence people to be more like them. Again and again, people lord authority over others, and they do it all the time. You don't need me to give you the examples because you know them. But Jesus continues, "It shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came, not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." You have heard these words many times, and yet you and I need to keep hearing this command. "It shall not be so among you." Oh, really? The difficult truth of our sinful lives is that even within Christ's church, we are quick to lord our authority over others. We use it with not only our authority, but our influence and our correct positions. You don't have to look very hard to see that this is not a hypothetical admonition. It's not just the sons of thunder who need to hear that we don't lord over each other. Here in Christ's church, even in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, our sinful flesh leads us to a fair amount of lording. There's the way we talk about the little things. Which lectionary is better? Which translation of the Book of Concord is best? If the jello at the potluck has to be the correct liturgical color, or if we have Christian freedom about that. But those belie the bigger issues. How do you speak to and about the people with whom you disagree? Does the politics, be it the workplace politics, the congregational politics, the broad synod politics, become a verbal sparring match or a competition to be won? If so, you are trying to lord yourself over others. And that's exactly how Jesus says it's not supposed to be among us. Yet, wherever and however you live as a Christian, your flesh leads you to want to lord your authority over others. And if you're like me, you work really hard to couch it well, to make it look good, sound good. It's possible sometimes to try to hide the way that you lord authority over others behind research and scholarship under good order through friendly advice in ways like that. Truly, you would like others to follow your example and to be more like you because you have an assumption that you belong pretty close to Jesus. Think about James and John and their mother. They asked for that great place in Jesus' kingdom, and the other disciples were understandably indignant. Who did they think they were? But also, did the other disciples wish they had thought to ask first? You would like to say that James and John's assumption that they belonged in the most prominent place next to Jesus is arrogant. But are you like them? Honestly, you and I are no better than James or John, and you need the same warning and command from Jesus. The Lord says that his church is not like the nations in how authority is lorded over others. And yet we have no choice but to realize that we are guilty, even in the church, of being just like the sinful world around us. Jesus calls the church to be different from the world, and we're not. And that's why it's so important to remember that Jesus is not like us. He has come not to be served and not to lord his authority over others, but instead he has truly come to serve. And his service looks like this. Suffering and dying on the cross for you. He will drink that cup of death all the way down to the dregs for you. And there on the cross, Jesus served you. For the ones who can be arrogant and prideful and just assume that they belong close to Jesus and should be sitting right next to him in his kingdom, he comes with the forgiveness of your sins. For those times that you thought you were great and that everyone should be like you, he forgives you. For the times that you manipulate situations to your benefit, to seize power and prestige, and to get others to do things your way. He serves you his own forgiveness, humbly taking your sin upon himself so that you have his righteousness. Jesus is the ransom for many, but hear this and hear it well. Jesus is the ransom for you. He suffered and he died in your place for your forgiveness and your salvation. And you are close to Jesus because he has pulled you next to him and made you not only great, but more importantly, forgiven, saved, and faithful. Go in his peace, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.